Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onalu Tuni. National Press Day is being observed today. November 16 is symbolic of a free and responsible press in India. It marks the day the Press Council of India, PCI, began its operations in 1966. Established as an independent body, the PCI's primary role is to ensure that the press maintains high standards of journalism while remaining free from external influences. The theme for this year's event is Changing Nature of the Press, reflecting the evolving dynamics of the media landscape. This year, National Press Day will be celebrated at the National Media Centre in New Delhi at 4 p.m. The event will be graced by Minister of Information and Broadcasting, Ashwini Vaishnaw, with Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, and veteran journalist Padma Bhushan Kundal Ramanlal Vyas as guests of honour. Joining the country, press clubs in Naglan are also celebrating National Press Day. In Kohima, Pro Vice Chancellor, Naglan University, Kohima Campus, Merima, Professor G. T. Tong will be the guest speaker. Naglan Chief Minister Nipu Ryo has extended warm greetings to the press and media fraternity on National Press Day. Chief Minister Ryo called on all to honour the spirit of a free and responsible press, which serves as a cornerstone of democracy and is essential for a thriving society. Mr. Ryo also said, "We must support the fourth estate to ensure that voices are heard." Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the Boro Peace Accord has not only benefited the Boro community but also opened avenues for many more peace accords. Addressing the first Boroland Mahotsav in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi said, "Due to peace accords, more than 10,000 youths have given up arms and violence in Assam alone and joined the mainstream." He said the central government has given a special package of 1,500 crore rupees for the development of Boro land. Mr. Modi said the Assam government has also given a special development package. More than 700 crore rupees has been spent to develop infrastructure related to education, health and culture in Boro land. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for multiple development projects worth over 6,600 crore rupees from Jammu in Bihar on the occasion of Janjatiya Gaurav Divas. Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Zeliang said, "The state government is recommending the foreclosure of projects that have been stalled due to land-related issues." In this, he said that there is no provision for paying land compensation for projects except for national highway projects. Mr. Zeliang, who is also the minister in charge of the national highways, informed that during the recent review meeting, the Union Minister for Development of Northeastern Region, Donor, flagged certain projects, particularly the road projects, for not making progress due to landowners' issues. To this, Mr. Zeliang informed that 40 projects under the Northeastern Council were stalled with non-issuance of completion utilization certificates from the last 10 to 12 years, despite the negotiations. He noted that the state's inability to implement these sanctioned projects has created a problem when it comes to requesting new project sanctions. The minister in charge therefore said the state government decided to foreclose those projects having issues with landowners demanding compensation and no scope in the detailed project report. Mr. Zeliang also pointed out that huge road projects in the state constructed under MORTH should not be a failure like other roads, adding that it is 100% fully funded by the Government of India. Deputy Chief Minister Zeliang, accompanied by his entourage, embarked on a four-day tour to Pek, Kifire, Shamator, Twinsang, Mokokchung and Meluri on November 11th. The journey covered around 750 kilometers and was aimed at inspecting and assessing the progress of ongoing national highway projects. Additionally, Mr. Zeliang met with district administrations and various stakeholders to address concerns related to land acquisition and compensation demands. The World Health Organization has reported a significant surge in measles cases worldwide in 2023. According to a newly released report by the WHO, 10.3 million cases of measles were reported globally last year, an increase of 20% from 2022. The report said nearly 1,007,500 people died from measles worldwide in 2023, with children under the age of 5 being hit the hardest. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Have a nice day.